Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
In a podcast, two comedians face their toughest challenge yet: to create the superhero they would want to be. With thousands of superheroes to choose from, only one thing stands in their way: a host that is as arbitrary as he is disabled. So I suppose he sits in their way. Is that okay? Can I say that? Anyway, this is the silliest, superest, heroist podcast.
Hello, and welcome to the silliest, superest, heroist podcast with me, Aaron Simmons. This is the show where we get two comedians to discuss what their ultimate superhero would be by combining different attributes from any superhero they can think of. Today, as ever, I've got two fantastic guests, and I'm very excited to get cracked straight on. So let's just do that and welcome my first guest, Heidi Regan. How are you doing, Heidi?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm excited.
I don't like the way I said that. I sounded very like a child. I'm good, thank you.
I mean, do you want to clarify that you're not a child? I mean, you know, no one can tell. Okay.
I am well, and I'm also not a child. Thank
good.
You.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. And my second guess is I'm hoping he's well, and I'm hoping he's also not a child. It's Glenn Moore.
Hey, big guy, how's it going? Oh, it's good to see him smiling again.
Yeah. I tell you what made me genuinely feel old, right, is I live in a block of flats and I don't know any of my neighbours. Mm. So I called one of my neighbours, who is a child, Trouble.
Oh, no.
I always got called Trouble as a kid. And it came out of my mouth and a part of me died. So I was really tempted to introduce you as Trouble there, Glenn, but I didn't.
Was the child doing anything troubling?
No. He was killing him. Ah, you little scamp.
Yeah,
a little bit of trouble.
There was a little bit of murder, but it was playful. Like it was It was only playful. As I said, this is the show where we're trying to come up with our ultimate superhero of the person that you would most want to be. You get to choose out of the following. You get to pick your favorite: head, upper body, lower body, weapon, and bonus power. You're going to go head to head. You're going to pick your superhero head or attribute, and then I'm going to pick which one I want, and at the end we're going to have a winner who's won more of the attributes than the other, and they get a bonus for winning, which is that they can choose a purely aesthetic based attribute, completely uncontested. So that's fun. Let's crack on with that. Let's crack on with round one, the head.
Round one, the head.
Heidi, you go.
I've gone for, like, I've got a plan with my superhero. So as part of I won't reveal the plan, I'm guessing, but part of the head, I've gone for Charles Xavier telepathy skills.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Okay. That's a great shout.
Focusing on knowing what's going on in people's heads when you're doing like negotiation stuff and encouraging empathy, but also catching out villains.
Okay. This would probably be a good time to tell you that at school. So you guys know, and the audience will probably know by now, I am in a wheelchair. And at school, I got called Professor X. I'm also Jewish. I think it was because of the circumcision.
I mean, if your nickname is a superhero, that is kind of cool.
Yes.
You've got nothing on you, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so the problem was I wasn't that big a nerd when I was at school. And now...
Yeah, was it an affectionate nickname or was it a mean...
I think so. I think it was... You know what? For the sake of my mental health, I'm going to attribute it as a positive nickname. Yeah. I'd love to be able to read people's minds. Okay, Professor X, great shout. And I think, and I mean this with the greatest respect, Heidi, I think you'd look cracking bald. I think you could pull it off.
Thank you. I've always worried I wouldn't, so that's very nice to hear.
Well, there we go.
Thank you. Yeah.
You're welcome. Okay, Glenn, you've got Professor X is head to beat. Who is your head?
It's a niche subset of Doctor Strange's abilities, okay. And it's the ability to know in advance whether a live event is going to be worth watching. And not necessarily like, oh, the Super Bowl halftime performance is going to be any good, but going into any like football match and being like, right, I don't know. All I know is there will be goals. There will be something that there will be a result. It won't be a goalless draw. And then you know you're not going to waste 90 minutes or possibly even longer when you take into consideration extra time.
Mm. I'm immediately seeing what a fascinating multi-layered film could be about that, because the power that that superhero would have as a reviewer of, say, Edinburgh shows, you would just go to or any movie, they'd be like, should I go watch a movie? Has it got the thumbs up or thumbs down from Doctor Strange? And then he could abuse that power. And it's all subjective if it's art.
It would be the worst with reviewers, comedy reviewers especially, because they wouldn't even review your show. You go, I thought the times were going to come, and I go, no, the times pulled out, and you go, oh my God.
Bloody Doctor Strange.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. Okay, I have a quick question for you, Glenn.
Of course. Is it why?
How do you sleep at night?
there's a question that I have, and it's about expectation.
Okay.
Do you not find that when somebody says, oh, you really need to see this TV show, you instantly think, oh, but it's not going to be as good as they think it
is? Oh, yeah, there's that element, which is infuriating. But what the reason this is a superpower is it's because your own mind is telling you that you, look, your mind is saying, like, Aaron, I know you, and you're going to like this. You can't be disappointed by yourself.
I'm disappointed in myself.
So it's not a friend of yours with bad taste going, this is worthwhile. It's a version of you that can see into the future, can't give you all the information, but can at least tell you enough. Because otherwise, if they can tell you all the information, then that ruins the future, because you can change the future. It's a bit like if you went back in time and say kill Hitler, then that's good at first. But if everyone went, great, what are you going to do now? You'd be like, well, I don't know, because I don't know what happens now. We didn't run through this.
What's interesting is, as you're saying, it's sort of a subsection of Doctor Strange, but I don't think it's that far away from Charles Xavier. I think, you know, with a little bit of training, he could learn to do that. Plus, he's got all the other powers.
If he really committed to it, he could train himself to know whether a film's worth. I think Xavier would put the time in.
We never really see the X-Men during downtime. I mean, we do brain, but that's downtime in a very tragic sense.
Yeah. I think the problem with Charles Xavier learning how to stop himself watching bad movies is that he then wouldn't watch Apocalypse. And so...
It's the ultimate irony.
Yeah. In terms of what the X-Men are able to watch themselves doing. They'll watch the first two and then none of the rest. Okay. What we've figured out towards is, do you want to be able to read other people's thoughts, or do you want to know your own thoughts in advance? That's exactly what we've come down
to. It's very philosophical.
And I think, Although both of you are leaning towards Glenn's idea, I am so time rich at the minute, I can watch shit movies. I can watch average movies. It doesn't bother me. But I want to know what the director
is thinking
about making that movie. And I want to know what is going on with the person who decided that they were going to commission Wimbledon. Like, that's what I want to know. What a movie that is, by the way. Oh, love means nothing in tennis. And then she walks out of the building. Brilliant. I'm choosing Professor X's head. Heidi, you're 1-0 up. Okay, round two, the upper body.
Round two, upper body.
Glenn, what is your upper body?
My upper body is that of Spider-Man.
Okay, great.
And I'll tell you why. Because Spider-Man is advertised purely on his forearms, his wrists, and maybe to some extent his feet. But if you've got this extraordinary superhero, what a lot of them tend to have is completely unsustainable lifestyles. Like the Incredible Hulk, when he is the Hulk, can't just walk down the street. The Thing is in a similar predicament. Mm-hmm. And I think Spider-Man is just this really average 20-year-old or so torso that from a distance could be male or female, just blends into the environment. And I think what the superhero requires is just absolute normality with one part of them. So this is not in any way a super body part. And it is, but that is a deliberate decision because it allows to blend in. It's almost as effective as an invisibility cloak.
Okay. But you still want the webs and the
no. No, not necessarily. Wow. It's just the plain torso that was completely unaffected when bitten by the spider. There was no difference. Maybe with Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man to some extent, because he suddenly got ripped overnight. Sure. But for Andrew Garfield or for to a lesser extent, Tom Holland, they are just really you wouldn't bat an eyelid if you saw them on the beach.
This is the dream. Torso that does nothing.
Yeah.
I would like to point out that if I saw Tom Holland on the beach, I would bat more than an eyelid.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I've just realised what I just said. But what I mean is, clothed. He's self-conscious. Sure. He's wearing a t-shirt and a swimming pool, okay? Yeah. And in which case, you're not batting eye. He also doesn't have Tom Holland's face. It's just...
He's got Professor X's face.
He's got Professor X's face. So it's Patrick Stewart. All right, we're not even going James McAvoy. It's Patrick Stewart with a 20-year-old's chest. And you're not looking twice. You're ignoring it completely.
Yeah.
Okay. The other thing that I've...
If I win this round, that would be a disaster for everyone involved.
I mean, I think Heidi's got an open goal, but...
No, but honestly, hear me out, okay? There's reason behind this.
No, the thing that's confusing me most of all is... You're saying you just want the Spider-Man's upper body, but all I can picture in my mind is Tom Holland, who is a very good-looking boy, but is also quite short.
Mm.
So I've got his body with Patrick Stewart's head.
Yeah, so it's like a child Patrick Stewart. Little from the back is just a weird little baby kid.
Yeah, it's awful. Heidi, you've got an open goal. Who are you picking for your upper body?
I think I'm going to go similar but opposite way to Glenn, as in I'm trying to make a superhero who can fix the weather and climate change and all that, but they got to have shock and awe to get the attention of the world. Mm. So rather than try and fit in, I'm thinking it's me, so Heidi with bald Xavier head. And then just the torso of the Thing from Fantastic Four. Yeah.
Oh, so made of opposite.
Rock. Just made of rock from neck to groin.
Okay, the Thing. Lovely stuff. What is it about... So you got the power of the Thing. Are you thinking that you're going to be punching people if they're not agreeing with your climate change?
I don't. I will be not wanting to use violence. I want to use the empathy I have from telepathy. But obviously, part of not using violence is showing that you have a strength there ready to go. Like... mutually assured destruction and all that. So if people look at me and my torso is a giant rock torso, they're going to think twice about starting a fight. Whereas if it's Superman strong, but you can't tell until you test me, I'm going to have to keep having fights to prove myself.
Very good point. And to be honest, you really didn't need a good point because of how terrible Glenn's answer was. The thing that upset me most about your argument, Glenn, is I don't mind having Superman's upper body as an answer, but the fact that you've actively chosen not to have the webs really upsets me.
Well, no, for all you know, they could appear in the arms. We haven't even got onto that yet.
Hello.
Spoiler alert, but not on the arms.
The upper body is including the arms.
I am so I thought it was literally just the torso.
No.
That's why I found this one so difficult. Because I was like, I can't think of any superhero that is purely like just torso based.
Okay. Is that what you also thought, Heidi?
I thought that until I reread the instructions. I checked, Glenn.
Yeah. My other superhero I can't read.
Yeah. I like it better if he has accidentally not got any superpowers on his torso. Because
he's got Batman's legs, I guess.
So now that you know that you're allowed the arms in the upper body, are you having in Spider-Man's webs as part of the wrists, as part of the upper body?
No, I'm going to double down. I'm going for Peter Parker before he got bitten.
Well, I admire your conviction, Glenn.
Thank you very much.
But it's not one you're a point.
I thought I might have a last second.
Let's move on to round three, the lower body.
Round three, lower body.
So for clarification, Glenn, this is legs and genitals, not separate things.
Oh, I was literally just going for one bum. Just bum, and then that was it, yeah.
Whose bum would you choose?
It was a tricky
Captain
one.
Captain America.
But it's got to be Captain America. Captain America is absolutely...
That's America's ass, right?
Stacked butt, yeah.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay, cool. Lower body. Who are you going for, Heidi?
I think it's going to be obviously the Flash, so I can run super fast. But I think what will make that very funny is that I've got a giant rock torso above it that can't move fast. So that's just going to be trailing behind me, a little bald head bobbing on the ground. It's and it's going to cause a lot of problems.
Okay. Yeah. So you're getting that to cause...
So it's a conversation point again. It's people just be like, what's wrong with you?
I think as well, like in terms of your sort of climate change sort of agenda, mm-hmm. when people are going, oh, well, we can fly, it's so much quicker. You'd be like, really? Let's race.
Exactly.
And then you've been...
And then you get to the coast and you're like, oh, damn it, okay.
I'm heavy and made of rock.
Yeah. I'm going to run really fast on this boat I'm on.
Unless your powers is Jesus's powers of being able to walk on water.
No one said he could run on water.
That
he could just slowly walk across the
water.
Bring across America. England, walk across the Atlantic, and then sprint across America.
The fastest he could do is he could mosey. He could mosey at quickest.
That's it. I love that passage in the Bible.
Yeah. Jesus could mosey on water.
Yeah. And then Jesus moseyed on down to the people.
And he could turn water into schlur. There's a lot of stuff that's translated weirdly in the Bible.
Interesting. Glenn, what is your lower body of choice?
I was thinking long and hard about this, and I had a feeling that inevitably the Flash is going to come up, surely. Yes. And I thought, well, is there anyone who is faster than the Flash? Now, I don't know if it's canon, if it's mentioned anywhere that Flash is officially the fastest person in the world, but then I thought that it's measured in The Boys that A-Train is the fastest runner in the world, so I'd go with A-Train's lower body.
Yep, but you've seen what happens to him when he runs. He smashes people.
Spoiler alert!
Spoiler alert for what? The opening minute.
Well,
I'd be pretty careful. I'd make sure I live in the desert. So at best, I'd be absolutely destroying a camel, like betwixt the humps.
I'm moving to the desert to destroy a camel and live alone.
Yeah. I think that would be a pretty safe bet. And ultimately, it's demonstrated that not only is speed in his wheelhouse, but also the ability to really destroy anything that comes in his way if he runs straight through it.
Mm. Yeah. I think I've always wondered with all the fast moving, because Superman moves fast as well often in things, is how their brain moves that fast. like, they run around the room and do all these things, but you're like, how is your brain keeping up with your body?
Yeah, if you were just carried from room to room with your eyes closed, and someone open your eyes for a split second and close them again, and then just say, "What did you see?" Then you can't. It's too much.
Yeah, yeah.
But must constantly be having a heart attack.
I'm often carried from room to room.
Yeah, yeah. Do you guys not play open that game either? Is that...
Yeah. The most contrived surprise party every day. The easy answer is to go, they're superheroes. They can do anything. If I was to try and apply logic to it, I would suggest that they, because they have the ability for their legs or they can move really quickly. They can also see really quickly as well. So the light that comes into their eye will go however percentage much, you know, say they can go at 200% of the speed that normal humans can go. They will be able to see the light going into their eye at 200% of the speed as well. So in the same way that our eyes are suitable for our speed, their eyes are suitable for their speed.
Ah, if they're travelling faster than the speed of light, does that mean they're doing things before they've had a chance to see
themselves? I don't know.
I really hope the person I'm punching is a baddie.
Yeah. Really, the thing about it, though...
Camel deserves it.
Yeah. The thing about it, that they've got this special power as well in their brain that tells them whether or not the bad guy that they're going to punch is worth killing before they
do it. Of course.
That's the real reason. I think we've figured it out. Okay. I'm going to base this so arbitrarily on the fact that I preferred The Boys, the television show, than the television show The Flash. I'm giving it to Glenn. It's 2-1. You're back in the
Well
process.
Done.
You,
well
I was
done,
so
Glenn.
Worried it was going to be a clean sweep. So I'm happy to lose the next two rounds, honestly. That's the main thing.
As long as it's not a clean sweep. Okay, good. Great.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
We're going to go into round 4. Weapon.
Round 4. Weapon.
Glenn, who are you choosing?
Black Widow, because it's just all of them.
Interesting. Okay.
It's not necessarily owning the weapon, it's the proficiency with any that is handed to her.
I mean,
come on, are you going to overrule this?
It's getting dangerously close. I mean, you are very thin.
Okay, all right. How about this then? Okay, we'll reword it. Black Widow.
Yeah.
Proficient with any weapon she's given.
Sure.
With just a soft laptop case.
Sure.
Because she's good with anything she's given as a weapon. So let's lower the stakes. Black Widow with a laptop case. That's the weapon.
Interesting. Okay. I'm gonna win this.
I think you are.
Okay. I mean, I personally think that's verging on power. Of Black Widow's power rather than weapon, but
okay. So in which case it could just be Peter Parker's pre-Spider-Man weak upper body with a soft laptop case.
Yeah, yeah, I think that's...
In which case, I'm not going to lie, this would be an unmitigated disaster. And is ultimately the opposite of a weapon.
But your aim was to not stand out on the beach. I think Peter Parker walking around pre-Spider-Man with a laptop case you can't use.
I mean, anyone walking around on the beach with an empty laptop case is very suspicious. So walking around a nightclub with a carrier bag is weird. You don't know why. It's just weird.
I think the thing about it is not only is it not a weapon, it's actually going to protect other people. Like, imagine the bad guy is trying to, create a nuclear reaction off his laptop. You're there protecting his laptop to make sure it's more likely that he's going to succeed.
No, it would protect you from breathing if you shove it over someone's head and zip it up.
Yeah, I think the weapon that Glenn is actually suggesting here is the weapon of surprise, because his superhero looks so weak, and then... Still technically is a superhero somehow, and everyone's surprised.
You remember in Battle Royale when the person who's given that fan ends up getting really, really far, further than the people with like heavy machine guns and stuff like that? That's what this is.
Okay, that's cool. Amazing. You could have just chosen that fan then. Which would
probably... No, Battle Royale is not a superhero film. They're all just school kids, and not even in the X-Men capacity.
Cool, Heidi, what is your weapon of choice?
Okay, I'm thinking off the top of my head here, but could my weapon be, if I'm going with my ultimate plan of I'm stopping climate change, can my weapon be all five of the rings from Captain Planet? So I can summon Captain Planet on my own without working together with any friends.
That is a great...
Now I've got a sidekick.
So your weapon is a separate person.
Yeah. My weapon is a superhero.
I mean, that is a good weapon.
My super weapon is Anthony Joshua. Fine, let's bring him in.
The five rings, just so that everybody's on the same page and no one's left behind. What do the five rings, apart from summoning Captain Planet, what do the five rings give you?
They give you power over earth, wind, water, fire, heart.
Interesting. Heart seems to be one out there, doesn't it? Like,
always was.
But a radio station that's popular among women in their sort of late 30s, early 40s.
I summon chat.
I summon the ability to play Robbie Williams on TV. Okay, interesting. I mean, I like the idea of being able to control earth, wind and fire, because then you can have September as your theme tune, which is an absolute banger.
Mm. Yeah, that was the plan.
And to be honest, you could have said anything and it is better than a soft laptop case.
I feel like it's an uneven fight now.
Yeah. As much as I would love to make this into a sort of tight, sort of final deciding round, it's not. Heidi, you've got the power rings.
Oh, they're all so yours. Good.
Cool. Let's move on to round five. Bonus power.
Round five. Power.
So, you can have any power you want from any superhero to add to your current crop of powers that you've got within your hero. Heidi, who are you choosing?
This is what all the other choices were hung off. I'm going to have Storm's from X-Men's power to control the weather. I'm going to travel around the world saying, oh, you got a drought? Let me start some rain. Oh, you got this. I go around sorting out climate change, very busy every day. Eventually, probably some governments pay me too much money to help their country more than the others, and I become corrupt. And then my weapon, Captain Planet, turns against me. But in the origin story, it's very inspiring.
Okay, interesting. Mm-hmm. My quick question is, if you have Storm's power and you are able to create rain where there's a drought, and you're able to create stop rain when there's about to be a tsunami or whatever, why do you need to be campaigning so much for climate change? Surely you're gonna fix climate change yourself.
Because I am the band-aid. It's like if Jeff Bezos used his money to give us a 5 years extension, I know that one day I Storm with the body of the Thing and the head of Xavier will die. Mm-hmm. So I'm saying, guys, I'm just here to give you a bit of breathing space, but you got to sort this out. One day Captain Planet's going to kill me.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. So, Storm's ability to control the weather.
So excited for Glenn's answer here. Glenn, will this be the first actual power?
Yeah. Will this actually be a genuinely good answer? Who knows? Glenn, what is your power?
Well, my first one was quite sort of Doctor Strange-esque, and Heidi's was very sort of Professor Xavier. My final one is very Xavier-esque. Uh-huh. And it's the ability to know where anything is.
Oh! Okay.
At any one time. And not only that, where anything was.
Oh, that's disgusting. I'm going to
No. But is it a sort of, where were you on the night of the murder?
Okay, right.
You already know. Like the precogs in Minority Report. Yeah. But also the ability to know where anything is. If ever you've lost anything, if there's a missing person that you're trying to find, you know exactly where they are.
Will it be like if you pick up, someone hands you a coin, and as it touches your hand, you suddenly see everywhere that coin has been, and you vomit in disgust everywhere?
Yeah, the ability is you don't even need to know. As long as you can see a picture of the person, as long as you've got a vague idea of what you're looking at, who you're looking for, then you're able to get full details on where you can find them.
Okay, let's recap where we're at, so that I can fully appreciate what we're going for here. So we've got Professor X's head on the Thing's upper body with A-Train's lower body.
I'm the Flash lower body.
No, this we're combining the super.
These are the winners.
Sorry. Yeah.
So, will the laptop case make an appearance? Find out next.
We've also got the rings to summon Captain Planet. Who will eventually kill us. Do we want to be able to control the weather or know where anybody is, where everybody has been? It's a difficult one. I'm really struggling. And I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to go with Storm, mainly because with Professor X's head on already, I can already tell where all of the X-Men are.
Yes.
And has the ability to change to non-X-Men or Muggles, as they should be called. So you have that ability already. The knowing where things are and things were is a good ability, but being able to control the weather.
Yeah.
You know, you think about it in practicalities. You're on a hot day. You don't want to be sweating too much. Just a bit of overcast. But she's like, oh, it's a shame it's not sunny. Bang. So, you know, you've got definite...
But then she goes, oh, I'd invite you back to my house, but I've lost my keys. Oh, if only I had the power to know where her keys are.
You talked yourself out of it, Heidi. Glenn's power. It's 3-2. Heidi still wins, but just. So that is our final superhero. So we have got Professor X's head on the Thing's upper body with A-Train's legs. We've got Captain Planet, the five rings for Captain Planet, and we have got the ability to know where anything was or is, or anyone was or is. Heidi, you are today's winner. What aesthetic-based attribute would you like to put on to your superhero?
I will choose the sexy breastplate of Wonder Woman going over my rock thing, the Thing body, and two size, so it's tiny on his giant.
Okay, yeah. So you don't want it to match.
Enjoy drawing that, Glenn.
Okay, so that is the proportion that we want. Wicked, fantastic stuff. That is, hang on, so I've just got one quick question about that. Are they actually Wonder Woman's boobs, or is it like rock boobs on the Thing?
Yeah, rock pecs, her breastplate just sticky taped over the top.
So not even covering.
Oh no! Pecs.
No, it's just directly in the middle.
Not
like
covering
like a plaster.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Well, I'm glad we've established that. We've got one final thing to do before we wrap up, and that is to name our superhero. So obviously we're trying to sort of save the world and look after that. I don't know what Glenn was trying to achieve with his powers, but you know, he also wants to blend in and would not make a scene. Yeah. So maybe like give them like a really boring name, like Clive or something. And
Clive's the man with giant rock body.
So what are you thinking? What can be our name for our superhero?
Well, did you say we're combining all three of our suggestions basically into one?
Yes.
Well, okay, so my input couldn't have had less of an effect on the actual final superhero.
No, your power is of being able to find things.
Yes, there's that. But I want to make sure that I've left my mark on the superhero. So you can take whatever you want from my superhero name for it, which is just Glenn Moore. So just take whatever you want from that, and it can finally have a bit of a stamp on it.
I think you would blend in with
Moore.
That.
Yeah.
I think the more, we can definitely use more.
Take the more,
M-O-O-R-E. Yep. And then like more what was that?
More change?
Something like that. More rain.
That sounds too educational as a superhero. That's like the sort of thing you'd be brought in at like a geography lesson.
Or and really
he's telling you to eat vegetables. And you go, he's not a superhero, is he?
He also sounds like a beggar.
Or a really sad new political party that's going
on. What do we want? More change. When do we want it? Eventually. Okay, so more. What about more Glenn? So he's just wanting more Glens in the world.
Yeah. And a lot of Glens being an actual landscape thing, sure. A Glen, means that actually you are wanting more environment. You're wanting
that's
more.
That's true. Yeah. I was going to suggest. No more. So it's like no more whatever you want to put.
Well, now you're just erasing
me. No more climate change. But more Glens makes sense as well.
More Glens.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go with more.
Let's go with more Glens. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, that's our superheroes for today, guys. Thank you very much for listening to the Silliest Superest Heroes podcast with me, Aaron Simmons, and thank you to my guest, Heidi Regan, and more Glens.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Silliest, Superest, Heroist podcast. Created by Aaron Simmons. And produced by Gag Reflex. If you want to get in touch with the show about any inaccuracies in this episode, don't.
I think the less you've read of a brief, the more of a podcast, you know, pro you are, because you've got less time to read it because you do more podcasts. So
that is
true. If anything, I should have pretended not to have read it, because then I would have come across as more experienced.
I don't know. I think it's sort of it sets a real sort of level of professionalism to be like, oh no, I'm really busy, but I'll still make time to read the brief.
I think it makes you look like a nerd. I feel like a nerd.
Yeah, that's the point of this show.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.